Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has identified its capability in the last 11 years, addresses an event in New Delhi. Indian economy continues to maintain strong growth momentum. GDP grows by 7.8% in third quarter of current fiscal. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says interests of countries' agricultural and MSME sectors kept paramount in Indo-US interim trade deal. Afghanistan carries out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan, including Islamabad. 55 Pakistani soldiers killed. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand set a target of 160 runs for England in Super 8 clash in Colombo. And now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India has identified its strength and capabilities in the last 11 years and his government is working tirelessly to realize it. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized in New Delhi.
हमारे यहाँ शास्त्रों में कहा गया है तत्त्वम असि यानी जिस ब्रह्म की खोज में हम निकले हैं वो हम ही हैं वो हमारे भीतर ही है जो सामर्थ्य हमारे भीतर है उसे हमें पहचानना है बीते 11 वर्षों में भारत ने अपना वही सामर्थ्य पहचाना है और इस सामर्थ्य को सशक्त करने के लिए आज देश निरंतर प्रयास कर रहा है
Mr. Modi said countries are coming forward to finalize trade deals with India. He said India earlier used to ape the West and seek Western validation, which is no longer the case.
कुछ लोग चौंक गए हैं विकसित देश भारत से ट्रेड डील्स करने में इतने उत्सुक क्यों हैं? इसका उत्तर है हताशा निराशा से बाहर निकल रहा आत्मविश्वासी भारत अगर देश आज भी 2014 से पहले वाली निराशा में होता फ्रेजाइल फाइव में गिना जाता पॉलिसी पैरालिसिस से गिरा होता तो कौन हमारे साथ ट्रेड डील्स करता लेकिन बीते 11 वर्षों में देश की चेतना में नई ऊर्जा का प्रवाह हुआ है
We now take your live to the Prime Minister's address.
बहुत अहम शर्त होती है नेक नियत की कांग्रेस और उसके साथी दल इसमें भी फेल रहे हैं कांग्रेस और उसके साथियों ने कभी नेक नियत के साथ काम नहीं किया गरीब का दुख उसकी तकलीफ से भी इन्हें कोई वास्ता नहीं है जैसे बंगाल में आज तक आयुष्मान भारत योजना लागू नहीं हुई अगर नेक नियत होती तो क्या गरीबों को 5 लाख रुपए तक का मुफ्त इलाज देने वाली इस योजना को बंगाल में रोका जाता क्या नहीं आप भी जानते हैं कि देश में पीएम आवास योजना के तहत गरीबों के लिए पक्के घर बनवाए जा रहे हैं नेटवर्क 18 के दर्शकों को मैं एक और आंकड़ा देता तमिलनाडु के गरीब परिवारों के लिए करीब 9.5 लाख पक्के घर अलॉट किए गए हैं 9.5 लाख लेकिन इनमें से 3 लाख घरों का निर्माण अटक गया है क्यों क्योंकि डीएमके सरकार गरीबों के इन घरों के निर्माण में दिलचस्पी नहीं दिखा रही है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide Human Papilloma Virus HPV vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan tomorrow. We have more from our correspondent.
India's national program will use a quartivalent HPV vaccine, Gardasil. HPV vaccines are among the most extensively studied vaccines globally, with more than 500 million doses administered worldwide since 2006. Scientific evidence demonstrates almost 100% effectiveness in preventing cancer. With this launch, India will join over 160 countries that have introduced HPV vaccination into their immunization schedules. The special campaign will run in mission mode over a 3-month period, during which eligible girls can receive the vaccine daily at designated facilities. Thereafter, the vaccine will continue to be available on routine immunization days. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in real GDP during current fiscal is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today released the new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2022-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said that financial year 2022-23 has been selected as the base year because it represents a recent normal year after COVID pandemic. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran said that the country's economic performance remains resilient despite global uncertainties. Briefing media in New Delhi on the latest GDP numbers, he said the real GDP growth of more than 7% in the last three consecutive years show macro resilience of the economy.
Three consecutive years of plus 7% GDP growth, which kind of also corroborates and vindicates our revision to the potential GDP of the economy to 7% or around that number. In the post-COVID era, the sustained non-inflationary expansion of the Indian economy has held up not only in absolute terms, but also in relation to how others have been doing in the post-COVID era. They are also struggling with the rising public debt and lower growth, etc.
Speaking on this occasion, Secretary of Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, Saurabh Garg, said the GDP growth rate in the third quarter ending December of the current financial year is 7.8% as per the new base year of 2022-23.
Quarter 3 is coming out at 7.8% with a nominal growth in quarter 3 at 8.9%. There's some changes in the nominal also, which reflects the impact of the double deflation, which has broadly been positive. In last 3 years, the real growth has been over 7%. And the nominal growth rate over the last 3 years is averaging above 9%. And that's very important because these are the numbers when we talk of achieving Viksit Bharat 2047.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that interests of country's agricultural and MSME sector have been kept paramount in the Indo-US interim trade deal. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said that the deal will safeguard the interests of the sensitive sectors of the country.
This deal was in our national interest. It was made keeping in mind all our sensitive sectors related to farmers, dairy, poultry, fishermen, MSME, Vishwakarma workers, handloom, handicrafts and other labor-intensive industries, ensuring their interests were fully protected.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 can only be realized through empowered and well-educated youth. He was addressing the 57th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, for the year 2024-25 in New Delhi.
I am sure that IIMC will continue its legacy as the country's premier mass communication school with these courses also. And IIMC has also set up campus incubation centers to foster media innovation and entrepreneurship beyond the classroom.
Speaking on the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that students play a key role in the development of a nation.
technology ka major use ho raha hai.
Technology is being widely used in today's media world. Everywhere you look, AI is being utilized. There are many new ways technology is being applied. And in a time when social media platforms provide opportunities for anyone to create their own channel with very few resources.
A Delhi court today discharged Aam Aadmi Party National Convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in an excise policy-related corruption case. Special Judge Jitendra Singh said the CBI charge sheet had several lacuna not supported by evidence. The court also discharged 21 others in the matter. The CBI has decided to appeal in the High Court against the judgment of the trial court. Meanwhile, addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP MP Manoj Tiwari alleged that investigators had evidence that multiple mobile phones were destroyed in connection with the alleged liquor scam.
The CBI is going to the High Court. The CBI has all the evidence and we are confident that such corrupt people will be punished in the High Court.
President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed the Indian Air Force's IAF Mega Exercise Vayu Shakti 2026 at Pokhran, Jaisalmer in Rajasthan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were also present on this occasion. Our correspondent reports that the exercise demonstrated the IAF's operational preparedness, tactical capabilities and combat efficiency. Afghanistan has carried out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan today, escalating tensions between the two neighbors. Russian news agency TASS reported that Afghan armed forces struck a nuclear facility and a military base in the Kakul village near Abbottabad in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. It said hundreds of dead and injured have been taken to a hospital in Islamabad. The Pakistan Military Academy is located in Kakul. The Afghan Defense Ministry said that today, in response to the attacks by Pakistan, it conducted airstrikes on several military targets in the Pakistani capital and other locations. Taliban deputy spokesman Hamdullah Fitrat said the Afghan Air Force struck installations in Islamabad, Nowshera, Jamrud and Abbottabad this morning, targeting camps, cantonments and military colonies. The Afghan Ministry of National Defense claimed 55 Pakistani soldiers were killed during a four-hour border battle and said two bases and 19 posts were destroyed. The strikes followed Pakistani air raids on Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a group of eminent Malayali literators in New Delhi who came to express their gratitude for renaming Kerala to Keralam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said their interaction was extremely insightful and it reflected their passionate commitment to Keralam and Malayalam. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today announced the birth of a fourth cub to female cheetah Gamini at Kuno National Park. In a social media post, the minister said the presence of the fourth cub was confirmed during intensive monitoring by the field and veterinary teams. On to sports. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand have set a target of 160 runs for England in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Opting to bat first, New Zealand scored 159 runs, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, England were 34 for 2 in 5 overs when reports last came in. In women's cricket, Georgia Wall struck a magnificent 101 to power Australia to a 5-wicket victory over India in the second ODI at Bellarive Oval, Hobart today. With this win, Australia secured the 3-match ODI series with an unassailable 2-0 lead. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has identified its capability in the last 11 years, addresses an event in New Delhi. Indian economy continues to maintain strong growth momentum. GDP grows by 7.8% in third quarter of current fiscal. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says interests of country's agricultural and MSME sectors kept paramount in Indo-US interim trade deal. Afghanistan carries out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan, including Islamabad. 55 Pakistani soldiers killed. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand set a target of 160 runs for England in Super 8 clash in Colombo. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.